Report: Assaults on NYPD officers rise 32% as criminals feel emboldened. By Amy Furr on June 10, 2023. New York City police officers reportedly endured 32% more injuries so far in 2023 than in 2022 as crime plagues their communities. In an article published Saturday, the New York Post cited New York City Police Department, NYPD, data regarding the issue. From January 1 to March 31, citywide, 1,251 on- and off-duty cops were hurt by people using physical force against them. Compared to 949 in the first quarter of 2022, the outlet said. Of the various injuries officers suffered, 1,179 of them were recorded as minor. However, nearly 50 of them were deemed substantial and required the victim to go to a hospital for medical attention. In addition, 25 were considered serious enough for the victim to be admitted into a hospital's care. The Post shared images of officers receiving treatment for their injuries. The outlet's followers were quick to share their thoughts about the story. One person writing, WTG, New York. Policing was hard enough already. Recruitment and morale at an all-time low, officers retiring out and leaving at record pace. But you, in your infinite wisdom, decided to push on and place political correctness above the safety of the citizenry. Well done. Now everyone can feel good and live in absolute fear when the whole thing collapses on itself, the user stated. Indeed, the city's police officers are reportedly resigning at a record-breaking pace as crime plagues the nation. This is a result of Democrat pro-criminal stance, another commented. In April, a suspect approached an NYPD officer from behind and allegedly hit her over the head with a bottle, according to a report. Also, an NYPD officer was hurt when a driver fled a traffic stop several times, ABC7 reported on April 19. An NYPD Transit Bureau officer told the Post he, too, was hurt recently and did not express shock at the data. According to him, leadership wants officers to make more arrests, but the suspects do not have much fear about potentially going to jail. He said lawmakers do not offer police any support, adding, "We could be standing at the train station and they'll jump over the turnstile right in front of us. This is the atmosphere that was created by lawmakers." When retired NYPD Sergeant and Adjunct Professor Joseph Giacalone heard about the rising officer assault incidents, he pointed to bail reform and said the criminals involved feel emboldened in those situations. They know they're not going to Rikers. They know they're not going to face any real time. So they just keep churning them out and the cops have to deal with it, he said during an interview with the Post. Flashback: protesters attack and bloody NYPD officers in broad daylight.